Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And well, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I definitely will vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm over 65.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm Caucasian, white.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I am a strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
I'm, I forget all the options, dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Is a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, or and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Cracking down on illegal drugs.
Ten is the most important, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, a 10.
Thank you. Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
9.
Protecting abortion rights.
10.
Improving K-12 education.
8.
Lowering rent.
10.
Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
10.
Funding for mental health services.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Janelle Bynum.
Oh, 80.
Donald Trump.
0.
Tina Kotek. Tina Kotek.
Yes, 90.
Joe Biden.
Seventy.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
90.
Lori Chavez de Remer.
40.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
0.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. J.D. Vance.
0.
Thank you. And McDonald's.
What was the name?
McDonald's.
I've never heard of that. What?
That would be for the fast food restaurant.
Oh my God. Oh, okay. I thought we were still on people. 50.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Jeanette Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
Democrat Jeanette Bynum, or how do you pronounce that?
Thank you. Bynum, mm-hmm. Correct. And
yes.
Even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez de Remer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Remer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Small chance.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Okay. Would that be somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Thank you. And is that a strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove of the job that Chavez de Remer is doing in Congress?
Oh, somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Jeanette Bynum and Lori Chavez de Remer. Serving in the state house since 2016, Jeanette Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse. With a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer, she's not afraid to go against her party to find a practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Remer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't bet. Let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Democrat Lori Chavez Remer? If you're undecided, please say so.
Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Janelle Bynum?
I think the most important thing is that she's a Democrat. And I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as the daughter of teacher and mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Students Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity. This one, how would you rate this statement from 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda, and Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. She's tax elections are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. How would you rate this statement from 0 to 10?
Yeah, 10.
Thank you. Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of goods is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So, in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And this one, the next one is, for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember when you remember what you're working for and who are you representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the changes our communities need. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
9.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Democrat or Republican Lori Chavez Remer?
Democrat Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Remer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Lori Chavez Remer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayer foot the bill, from limos to luxury trips to golf. She spends her time in her multi-million dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Great deal, quite a bit. Just some, not at all.
Quite a bit.
Thank you. Lori Chavez Remer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win. Then, go to Washington and tout the party line. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Quite a bit.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Remer?
Still Democrat Janelle Bynum.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We're just about to finish. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4 years of college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Are you or is it a member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Ma'am, I really do appreciate your available time and available opinion.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
All right. Okay. Bye.